You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning and welcome to our worship service, the second Sunday after Trinity. And just a reminder, you can tuck your bulletin in the cover so you can follow along page numbers and hymn numbers. And now the introit, Alec readings are in the yellow insert, so you can refer to those as they come through the service. We're going to begin with our opening hymn, 851, Lord of Glory, You Have Bought Us.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God, our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgive the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Turn to the yellow insert and sing together the intro.
You.
Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace and will to our men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God,
the Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, since you never fail to help and govern those whom you nurture in your steadfast fear and love, work in us a perpetual fear and love of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for this second Sunday after Trinity is from Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread. Drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Together we sing the psalm as printed in your yellow insert.
And those two.
epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
When one of those who reclined at table with Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' They all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I've bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' The servant said, 'Sir, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who are invited shall taste my banquet.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen. grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Every day we make choices in life and get out of bed, what to eat, what to wear, what to do with all the time, the talents that have been entrusted to us by God. Cannot do everything at once, all the time, and so we make choices. These choices are determined by what we consider important, and when we're paying attention to and following our priorities, we choose the more important things, more important over the less things. God tells us in his word what the more important things are, and as our Creator and Heavenly Father, we listen and trust him in setting these priorities. He tells us that we are to have no other God. We understand we are to fear, love, and trust him above all things. Nothing and no one is more important. We can align our lives accordingly. We pray to him, we praise him, we give him thanks. We hold his word sacred. We gladly hear and learn it. We love our neighbors as ourselves, as he instructs us to. So forth. In the gospel, Jesus is speaking at a Sabbath meal. It's an evening Seder with Pharisees. Pharisees know God's word, and they are among those who should know God's priorities, his will, should be following it. They believe they are following it. But Jesus reveals to them that they're not. Their priorities are wrong. They do not recognize Jesus as the Lord. They consider themselves more important than him. They consider themselves more important than other people. Jesus, just prior to today's text, tells them, when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. Jesus is teaching them about table fellowship. And then a man, unnamed man, responds to Jesus' instruction. Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. Man understands Jesus is not just talking about table fellowship in the present context of the Seder meal, but Jesus is also talking about table fellowship that will happen on the last day. There's a wedding banquet that will occur in the kingdom of heaven when the Lord and all the heavenly hosts celebrate this marriage feast of the Lamb. It will happen at the consummation of the age. And yes, blessed is everyone who will be there eating bread at this feast. This is a feast that no one wants to miss, and yet many will. Jesus is speaking to Jewish religious leaders. They have Moses and the prophets, the word of God that tells them about the coming bridegroom. They've heard of this feast. Our reading from Proverbs alludes to it. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. The prophet Isaiah speaks of this banquet, feast. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined, and they will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Salvation is described as a great feast for all people. And Jesus is speaking to the Jews. They know this, or they should know this from Scripture, but they're not responding to the Lord's invitation. So Jesus tells the parable. A man once gave a great banquet and invited many, and at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, come, for everything is now ready. We understand from Mideast culture that they would have already received an earlier invitation, an announcement that this was coming, and now's the time. The second invitation with the expectation that they'll respond, they'll be there. But they all alike began to make excuses. I bought a field. I must go out and see it. Please have me excused. Another said, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen. Go to examine them. Please have me excused. Another said, I've married a wife and therefore I cannot come. Sound reasonable. Taking care of your property is something that we're asked to be stewards of what God gives us. I have to go examine it. Or 5 yoke of oxen, you know, I have work to do and attending to these important matters and being married, a wife, certainly we know that is important. And yet they are revealing their priorities. The master's banquet is less important to them than their property, their wealth, their possessions, their work, their family. So the servant came and reported these things to the master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame. And the servant said, sir, what you have commanded has been done. Still there's room. The master said to the servant, go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who are invited shall taste my banquet. The master's angry at this reasonable excuses for not responding to his invitation. They've declined it. They've told him that he is less important than their riches, their possessions, their families, their work. He extends the invitation to the lowly, poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame, those who are on the margins, who cannot repay. Still there's room. The master wants a full house for his banquet. Goes even beyond. Go out to the highways and hedges. Jewish listeners, they understood. He's talking about going out Jerusalem, going to the Gentiles, going beyond the covenant people. These people have no right to be there. Pharisees would understand that. Again, in Midwestern culture, when you receive an invitation that you know you don't belong there, you know that you don't deserve to be there, you are supposed to decline it. And so they are compelled, the master says, compel them to come. This parable ties together the Eucharistic meal, the Thanksgiving meal, and the great banquet, the wedding feast in heaven that will have no end. Everybody's invited. All are invited. Yet many do not come. Excuses are made. Yet our Lord wants a full house. The invitation goes out to all. You have been invited. You don't belong here. You don't belong here for various reasons. Gentile is one. But your priorities are misaligned. They're not lined up with God's commands, his will. But he compels you to come anyway. The Holy Spirit, given you in baptism, compels you to come. He wants you to have your priorities set correctly, to be aligned with the way he created this world and what is good for you, given you his word. His commands are clear. Yeah, he is first. We are to fear, love, and trust him above all things. We are to call upon his name and prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. We are to hold his word sacred, gladly hear and learn it. We are to love our neighbor as ourselves. We are to love those who are lowly. And our priorities are tested every day. We fail. We need them realigned. He gives us that word, and we should be in that word every day, reviewing, reciting the commands, creed, prayer, to align us, to help us, to reorient us rightly in His will, in His ways. He also gives us His Holy Supper and invites you to come. He compels you to come to this meal. This is a foretaste of the feast to come. Christ Himself comes to you. He has come, given His body and blood at the cross, taken on your sins, in exchange giving you His righteousness to align you rightly. This is why He gave His life as a ransom for you, because you're unable to align it yourself. But He wants you aligned rightly. He wants your priorities correct. And through Him coming to you, His death, His resurrection, He brings you forgiveness, life, salvation. He wants you at that heavenly banquet to come. And so His invitation to His Holy Supper today is to keep you in Christ, that He may hold you fast. And your response in faith, your reception of Christ, it assures you that yes, you belong at this banquet. He wants you there, compels you to come. And in His presence, everything else that seems so important diminishes in comparison. Wealth, possessions, family, work, they can't bring you to that banquet. Only Jesus can, and He has. And though you're not worthy of being here, be in His presence, to dine at His banquet, He compels you to come. He has made you His priority. Come in repentance. Repent of your failing to follow His commands and let Him realign your life. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand.
Thank you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the mission of the church in our land and throughout the world, that through the proclamation of the gospel, many may be brought near by the blood of Christ and built together with us into a dwelling place for God, let us pray to the Lord. For our Synod President, our District President, our Circuit Visitor, and all servants of the Church, that God would feed them with the banquet of His Word and keep them in the path of insight, let us pray to the Lord. For an increase in the love of Christian brothers one to another, especially within our own homes, that we may daily show our confidence in God by deed and truth, laying down our lives as Christ first did for us. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who govern the nations in the Lord's stead, that He would keep their lips from speaking deceit, turn them from evil, cause them to do good, and help them seek peace and pursue it. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and lonely, those who mourn, and all who are in need, especially the family of Bertha Jenke, Vicky, Lynn, Anita, Daryl, Lois, Louis, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Grant, Doris, Matthew, Megan, Mark, Ellie, Ethel, Dave, Peter, Fred, Harold, Joan, Jaden, Rick, Thorfinn, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, George, Ann, Marge, Dawn, and Florence, that the Lord would turn us to Himself in faith, to find every need satisfied in His gracious favor. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Amanda, Kathy, Pam, Carol, and all who will be attending the LWML North Wisconsin District Convention, that you watch over them and keep them safe as they travel and bless their time together, strengthen their faith and in you and their love for one another. Lord, let us pray to the Lord. For all who commune, that our hearts may be curbed from a miserly attitude that would seek God's gifts at our own pleasure, and instead be turned in humble faith toward His blessed sacrament and desire it as often as His mercy invites us. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in His victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from His ascension before you, where He ever stands for us as our own High Priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who out of love for His fallen creation humbled Himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, and death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, He has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.